1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Request denied. An appellate-level court in New York said no to Donald Trump's request for more time to pay his nearly $500 million business fraud judgment.
Trump lawyers had argued the parameters of the judgment make it impossible for him to secure a bond for the full amount, but the appellate judge denied the request for more payoff time, but will allow Trump business dealings in New York to continue while his appeal plays out.
ABC's Derek Dennis. White powder letters sent to the offices of New York Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron turned out to be harmless. The Supreme Court announced it will take up Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity in his effort to overthrow his election loss in 2020. An appeals court had ruled he has no such immunity. A spokesman says Alexei Navalny's funeral will be Friday in Moscow. Several venues had declined to host it. Navalny, the Russian opposition figure, died earlier this month in a remote Siberian prison. This is ABC News. For 6 hours Wednesday, Hunter Biden testified behind closed doors before the House Oversight Committee, where majority Republicans are intent on impeaching his father. Ranking member Jamie Raskin.
All of it was much ado about nothing. And I think a bunch of our colleagues on both sides of the aisle left the day several hours early, and lucky them.
Committee Chair James Comer says he's excited by the younger Biden's testimony and looks forward to releasing the transcripts. And he wants the president's son to appear in an open hearing.
When we said we were going to do the deposition first, we will have a public hearing next. So I think that the public hearing hopefully will clear up some discrepancies.
They will never bring this public. It's embarrassing. It's over.
California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
I promise you, despite Comer saying that he's going to have a public hearing from Hunter Biden, we are never going to see Hunter Biden testify publicly because this is embarrassing.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
In Central America, sweet potatoes were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago.
It's good to domesticate a potato.
Domesticated potatoes.
Really have to tame them. They had to be a little bit more friendly to humans.
It's a great band name, Domesticated Potatoes. Write that one down.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The number 5 ranked Marquette Golden Eagles ran away with a 91-69 win over the Providence Friars. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Providence is a very physical team, an aggressive team. Got a little chippy out there at times, but you know, just proud of our guys' effort and connectivity.
Tyler Kolek had to leave the game with a possible oblique injury. The Badgers are back, getting ready to host number 13th-ranked Illinois Saturday at noon at the Kohl Center. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee now 1-4 in Cactus League games. But manager Pat Murphy says there are encouraging signs.
There's some great stuff every day. You know, again, we're playing guys that might be in Double-A. We're playing guys that might not be with the Brewers. We're not playing to win, and we hope we win. You know, that feels better, but this has no effect. It's about how the guys are playing.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies. Our lows will bottom out near the 10-degree mark. Light southwest winds developing. However, that breeze expected to increase on Thursday. South winds up around 30 miles per hour. Sunny skies in middle 40s. Sunny and breezy, lower 50s on Friday. It's 15 at our studios.
Tune in Thursday for the incomparable Bill Press on the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll find out if there's a governmental shutdown, 4 to 6 p.m.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Sam Davison in the executive producer and engineer chair today, Mr. Zommers, and our hump day camel. Feeling a little ill. Sam, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time on a late notice to fill in today. We appreciate you. Normally, you are with Gordy and John in the morning here at WMDX, but you filled in a couple of times. We've worked together. Actually, yes. For Mr. Kreitlow's show when he was on vacation. And tell if you're from Wisconsin and you're a graduate of?
UW-Madison.
There you go. Yeah. A Badger. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, but let's get the up north. Let's get the up north connection first.
All right, Pat Kreitlow,
where he's from?
Sam Davison, the pride of Ringle.
The pride of Ringle, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, Trigby is also, and you know, Kreitlow, of course. Mm-hmm. We welcome into the program as we always do on Crossover Wednesday, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of
waiting for introductions so long ago. I just barged right in here.
The aforementioned Up North News Radio, heard every morning from 6 until 8. And of course, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Trigby Olson, like myself, a former Republican and now part of the Lincoln Project, a senior advisor thereof. Gentlemen, we welcome you one and all, both back from a little well-deserved time off. And breaking news at the top of the hour, Jane Matinere on Matinere on Air broke it just before the top of the hour on her program. But from Washington, D.C., the Republican leader in the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell, announcing a few moments ago that he plans to step down as the Republican leader in November after the elections, says he will finish out his term in the U.S. Senate from Kentucky. But this is going to have far-reaching implications. We expect the leader or the minority leader to go to the well at any minute in the Senate to announce this himself, but news has leaked out. Pat Kreitlow, start with you. Thoughts on the resignation, at least I shouldn't say the resignation, but stepping down of Leader McConnell in November.
Well, I mean, it's again, one of those things where I kind of look at him the way I look at, say, Charlie Sykes and some others and say, how did you not know the thing that you were building was going to get up off the operating table and start smashing you, not just the people you wanted it to smash? So he has certainly gone through a lot in the era of Trump, but he was no less responsible for creating the era of Trump by doing things that history will never, never judge him wisely on, never judge him positively on, for the way that he stole picks to the U.S. Supreme Court, among many other things. As a tactician, as a strategist, yes, he was way up there, but I feel like sometimes he used empowers in ways that he just doesn't get a lot of sympathy from me. Frankly, I've already moved on wondering who the heck Senate Republicans are going to turn to next, and does it get any crazier there? Do they start to look more like the House of Representatives, you know, next year?
Trivia Olson, you actually worked for Mitch McConnell at one time in Washington, D.C. Know him pretty well. Did some other work in Kentucky as well. Your thoughts on the stepping down of leadership position from Senator McConnell?
So Pat's comments make me smile, because one of the thing about Democrats and McConnell himself, everybody is judged by whether you're a worthy adversary or not. So it isn't about which side you're on. I think the big thing that people have to understand that's coming is the I can hear myself in my phone because it's on the Twitter feed. Can you believe that? it was driving me nuts. I'm like, why am I talking to myself?
I do it all the time.
Here's the thing. You know, sometimes you get what you wish for. And Democrats are going to lose a worthy adversary. Joe Biden's going to lose a friend in a key spot in the crazy. That said, you know, as somebody who worked for McConnell, and McConnell took sort of a different tack than I chose to take with Trump, obviously, I think he's going to be judged not by the things he did for conservatism as much as he's going to be judged by when he blinked. And in essence, like my colleague Rick Wilson said, just short of being right on a lot of things is where his legacy is going to end up.
Just short of being right. You know, I like that. No, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, the reality is, had Mitch McConnell had a better backbone and truly impeached Trump when they had the chance, we wouldn't have the situation that we have right now. I mean, that's just the blatant reality of it. I agree with you, Trigvy, that I think that what's coming next on the Republican side of the aisle in the U.S. Senate is going to be much more like Mike Johnson in the U.S. House. And you're right. I mean, we had this White House meeting yesterday, right, with McConnell and Schumer. And then you had Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries and the president and vice president. And what leaked out of that meeting was everybody in that meeting, including Mitch McConnell, looked at Mike Johnson and said, "Are you crazy? What's your problem with supporting Ukraine?" Pat Kreitler?
I don't have any.
Go ahead.
I would just add one thing, and then I'd be interested in what Pat thinks to what I say. I'm not sure that, you know, there was this rumor last week that there were negotiations between McConnell and the Trump campaign, and it was primarily coming out of the Trump campaign that they were negotiating about endorsement. There's part of me that thinks he doesn't want to do that. And I don't know if he were to not endorse, how that impacts his legacy, but and how that would change, if in any way, because of all the other stuff, how Democrats see him. Pat, I'm just curious.
I've served, you know, in the legislature. I have been a political journalist, so I want to kind of keep from being accused of being naive. But I kind of want to grab guys like Johnson and by the lapels and go, how about if you just do your job? How about if you just serve your country? You can be, again, you can have your values. You can have your party label. But when it comes time to show backbone, when impeachable offenses are being run, you know, out of the White House, when it comes time to keep the country operating rather than shutting down, when it comes to, you know, backing our allies, and when they are backing others who are facing, you know, invasion and mass murder, there's times when you should actually be doing the job of being an elected official for the democracy of the United States first and foremost. Then I can look at my Democratic Party or Republican Party and say, where do I want to go from here? And right now, everybody just goes right to party. How do I make the party happy? How do I stay in power?
Trigvy?
That is so well said. I mean, that is what, in a lot of ways, I think is gutting the state of Wisconsin and the nation, right? Like, things that we should all be rallying together to do and stand for as our values, our core values, are being, you know, infected with And Trump is the central driver of the infecting of an inability for us to find common ground.
Before we run out of time in this segment, the Michigan primaries were last night, both the Republican and Democratic side. Lots of headlines being made. Oh, my gosh, is Joe Biden going to stub his toe here? As it turns out, the uncommitteds over in Michigan last night were exactly what Jeff Timmer predicted on this show yesterday. Jeff Timmer, the former executive director of the Republican Party of Michigan, now along with Trigvy, a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Here's what Jeff Timmer had to say last night as the election results were coming in the Michigan primaries. Here's Jeff Timmer from last night.
The big story is it's not just that Donald Trump continues to lose either three or four out of every 10 Republican votes. It's that those votes, those voters are never, ever, ever coming back to Donald Trump. Chlamydia is more popular than Donald Trump among college-educated white voters, especially white women, and even non-college white mainstream Protestant women. The fact that Donald Trump will never get their votes, that's the big story out of Michigan tonight. The way it should be covered, Donald Trump's results are much weaker than they appear to be, and Joe Biden's results are stronger than expected.
There you go. Jeff Timmer, Pat Kreitlow, what say you?
It's right on the money in that, again, people want to look at, you know, that snapshot of who voted uncommitted right now. You can't do that in November. It's not that relevant. What's much more relevant is just what he said there. The swing voter, the suburban voter, the female voter, whatever, however you want to look at a particular niche, because in a close election, every niche is going to matter. And there are some niches that are never going Trump's way, no matter how much he wants to scratch them. I knew I could not get the niche and the scratch thing right. But anyway.
Well, it just reminds me, on some college campuses, chlamydia is still pretty popular. And you know, the fact that he said, you know, I mean, chlamydia is more popular than Donald Trump, I don't think that's wrong, Trigvy Olson.
Well, Timmer is a rather loquacious guy, and he has a way with words as well. So, yeah, I would say that's pretty true. On college campuses with women, Trump is about as popular as chlamydia.
And
the
remember,
it's going to be, it will be, can we get these women to press on their men about it?
Right.
But remember as well, when we talk about swing voters, it is yes, it's important to talk about who can you win over and who will show up in November. It is also critically important to remember who can you, and we're talking about Trump and the Republicans mostly, who can you keep home? Who can you, by muddying the waters so much, hello, Hillary Clinton, but her emails, how many people stayed home because they thought, oh, it's just too messy out there. And so they didn't go and vote for Hillary and gave us, you know, the hell that we've been through all these years. Look for a lot of that. You see it right now, right at this moment with, you know, House Republicans talking to Hunter Biden. And they're going to make stuff up coming out of that as well. It's about muddying the waters. And so it's so important for us and so many other people to say, you got to go vote anyway, and you got to think long and hard and make sure it's a good vote.
Pat Kreitlow, about a minute and a half left. You've been a journalist, a political reporter, an anchor, and an elected official. In your opinion, is the media starting to take this even more whataboutism and giving more coverage to the perception of the defaults of Biden rather than cover the outrageousness of Trump? That's been my perception. It seems like the last 3 weeks there's been a noticeable change. Is it just me or is that real?
Yeah, it does appear to be getting worse, actually. And what I really saw last week while I was off was this whole note that this one, you know, star witness is arrested and thought to be a Russian asset. That should be a huge story. And it's not. And I don't understand that at all, because, again, I contend if the shoe is on the other foot, the coverage would be insane.
Absolutely right. You can catch Pat Kreitlow every morning, Up North News of beautiful Lake Wissota, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 until 8 a.m. Patrick, thank you so very much. We wish you well, gotcha, my friend. On the other side, yep, Trigvy Olson and I take your calls and discuss more on what's happening in Wisconsin and nationwide in politics. It's the Todd Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday, February 28th, 2024, 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. If you're taking us with you on a noon lunchtime walk on a brisk day, it was Trigby. It was like summer here yesterday. It was like 70, and now we're in the 20s. It's crazy.
You know what, Todd? I'm not complaining because right. Yesterday it was in the 30s here, and really? Today it's in the 70s because your weather moved our way. So.
In the nation's capital.
I have really breaking news here, Todd.
Give it
to
me.
I just received a text, and you're going to love this.
All right.
I have a heart. It says, "You have a heart of gold, Trigby. Christy Noem, state allies, just honored you at the state GOP headquarters. Read all about it here." I think that's going to be worthy of a tweet. I never knew that Christy Noem respected my work at the Lincoln Project so much. That will be great for her vice presidential ambitions. She's going to go into the Scott Walker category of I really wish on Twitter that I could be the nominee for vice president.
Which of course I don't.
By the way, did you see Scott? Did you see Scott went on TV and said, this is awesome. He pulled the Dick Cheney is what he did. Really? He said, the vice presidential nominee should be a governor or a former governor.
Maybe Trump will put him in charge and he'll like Dick Cheney. He'll look around and he'll say, I've had a long process. I've interviewed people. And I've decided the best person is me.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that great? That's
except hilarious.
He's no Dick Cheney. I can assure you of that.
He's no Dick Cheney. That's for sure. Trigby Olson, of
course.
He might
change his name to Dick, but he's not a Cheney.
Well said. Trigby Olson, like myself, a former Republican, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. He's worked for guys like Mitch McConnell and John McCain over the years. Also has fought authoritarianism around the world, including Eastern Europe. An authority on that. We appreciate Trigby being here every Wednesday. Before the break, we were talking about the Michigan primary yesterday. And again, Trigby, I just want to get your thoughts on this because I was astounded by the lead up to it. And then Jeff Timmer, and thanks to you for putting me in contact in the last few months with him, Jeff Timmer was the perfect guest yesterday. Because here's a guy who it was a former head of the Republican Party in Michigan, who, like you and I, have left. And he knows Michigan. He lives there. And he's like, look, unless this uncommitted stuff gets 200,000 votes or more, and unless you start going well over 20% of the actual vote on the Democratic side, it's nothing. Because it's basically the same what Hillary and Obama got in their respective elections in Michigan. And he said, you know, unless it's over 20% or more than 200,000 votes, it's nothing. And I think it's going to settle out at around 13, 14% and around 100,000 votes. So there's really nothing to this, but yet the national media wants to build this up as some problem when, as Timmer said last night, the real issue here is what Republicans have to face in November, which is approximately a quarter of their electorate doesn't want to vote for their nominee.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the reality is, and I'm sure Jeff made this point because I learned it from Jeff, right? Gretchen Whitmer actually did not do as well amongst that element of that community, amongst the Muslim mm-hmm. community in Michigan, as Joe Biden had done in 2020, and she won in a landslide. I think, you know, but it does get to a bigger point. I was watching, I think he's the majority leader of the state assembly is a Muslim American from Dearborn. And he was trying to be very careful because I think he was on Aaron Burnett. Aaron Burnett actually asked him and played a clip of all the things Donald Trump has said about him. Are you really going to not vote for Joe Biden and put somebody who is a complete Islamophobe in the White House, who's going to really give Netanyahu carte blanche to do whatever he wants?
Right.
And that's the question we're all going to have to ask here. If you think that Joe Biden is too old, if you have reservations about, you know, his policies or whatever, you have to recognize democracy is on the line. If you think Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and Joe Biden is the only alternative you have that is viable, which is a fact, ultimately, you have to vote for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. No, totally.
You have to be strategic.
Totally agree. And isn't it, speaking of people of a certain age, octogenarians, 80-year-olds plus, here is somebody that the news media caught up with yesterday afternoon, an 80-year-old voter from Michigan. And I love this, the fact that she is just a with it 80-year-old who's not going to take crap from anybody. She was asked her thoughts on the election yesterday. Here's an 80-year-old Michigan voter yesterday after she got out of the voting booth.
NATO is a bulwark against Russian aggression, and he was ready to walk out of that. There are other ways he treated the people of Muslim religious background, his dirty mouth. I think he's pretty much an asshole, to coin a phrase, and it's terrifying to me at 80. To think that he would be one of the last presidents, he could decimate social programs that I've been committed to and worked on for a very long time. And so there's a whole variety, as well as his personal way of dealing with people and the world.
I mean, it takes an 80-year-old grandma just to put it on the line and say, look, he's an a-hole. That's why I didn't vote for him. I thought that was fantastic.
I mean, she's incredibly loquacious too, clearly, right? Like Timmer. I mean, honestly, you know what the funny thing is I'm sure the reporter was chuckling when she did that too, right? But she summarizes what's at stake in the election. And, you know, for all the, all the hand rubbing that was going on in the media last night about uncommitted, Donald Trump has a far bigger problem with his base than Joe Biden has with his.
100%.
Now, with independent voters, they both have major problems and challenges. But again, at the end of the day, most of the independent voters, when push comes to shove, I think in key states, and I've said this a million times, if the presidential election and the fate of democracy has to be decided somewhere, I'm glad that it's going to be decided in Wisconsin and Michigan with voters like that.
Yeah.
Lady.
Absolutely. Speaking of Wisconsin, when we come back to the other side here, we're going to go back and we're going to hear from this Fox News interview from last weekend. Brett Baer, the Fox News host, actually challenged Trump, said right to his face, you lost the 2020 election. We're going to hear that. Trump brings up Wisconsin. Then we're going to hear what the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party had to say in response to that, or along those lines, on 60 Minutes. Of course, Andrew Hipp from my hometown of Richland Center, and talk to Trigvy about how this all impacts Wisconsin as we move through 2024. And who knows, we might bring up a Badger Boys State as well somewhere along the way. You never know. And there's also a great cut. Did you see this, Trigvy? Joe Biden went on Seth Meyers on his 10-year anniversary of Late Night and made a surprise appearance. We got a cut from that because Biden, to his credit,
He takes on the age issue. We're going to hear what President Biden has to say. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. More with Trygve Olson and your calls. 844-967-2789. It's the Tahlo Ball Show for a Wednesday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Request denied. An appellate-level court in New York said no to Donald Trump's request for more time to pay his nearly $500 million business fraud judgment.
Trump lawyers had argued the parameters of the judgment make it impossible for him to secure a bond for the full amount, but the appellate judge denied the request for more payoff time, but will allow Trump business dealings in New York to continue while his appeal plays out.
ABC's Derek Dennis. White powder letters sent to the offices of New York Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Arthur Engoron turned out to be harmless. The Supreme Court announced it will take up Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity in his effort to overthrow his election loss in 2020. An appeals court had ruled he has no such immunity. His spokesman says Alexei Navalny's funeral will be Friday in Moscow. Several venues had declined to host it. Navalny, the Russian opposition figure, died earlier this month in a remote Siberian prison. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Every one of the 444 books that were challenged at the Elkhorn School District have been returned to their library shelves. The books were challenged by a parent in the district in November in one of the largest book challenges in the country. While the books have been put back in circulation, the district is putting up barriers to some of the books. Students looking to check out books by authors like Toni Morrison and John Green will now need their parents' permission. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. About 2,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 31. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. Saturday, 62. By Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trygve Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. In for an ailing Mr. Zomers, we have Mr. Davison. I feel like Sam Davison, you know, there was Brad Davison who played for the Wisconsin Badgers probably when you were going to school there, right? Playing basketball. And the announcer, the great PA announcer, Mike, I always forget his last name, at the Kohl Center, he used to say, Sam Davison. So I feel like we should, it was Brad, but I think.
Maybe I'm a fake Badger. I never went to a basketball game.
You never did?
No.
Wow. But sports aren't really your big thing. You're
not huge, no. Yeah. I went to a couple hockey games and football games, but.
And speaking of hockey, I mean, the men's hockey team has gone from worst under their new coaches. They're playing for a Big Ten championship against Michigan State at the Kohl this weekend.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Hot ticket. Are you going?
They're really good.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Ranked sixth in the country.
I know. I mean, it's exciting. Basketball team.
You know, Todd, when I came out and co-hosted for you, I forgot my warm weather gear. Talk about that.
Really?
Seriously, I forgot my stocking cap.
Come on.
So I went down to the bookstore and I bought so much Badger hockey gear. I bought a hoodie,
nice.
Bought a T-shirt, I bought a stocking cap. I'm all loaded up.
You're set to go.
They're good.
Oh, very, very good.
They are really good.
Trigvi Olsen.
And I got to give a shout out. River Falls High School boys hockey team has made it to the state tournament for the second time.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Yep.
Way to go up there. So how far is it away from River Falls where you grew up to Sam, where you grew up? I'm not sure.
From River Falls to Ringle?
Yeah.
Probably like 2.5 hours.
A little ways. All right.
My girlfriend is from right over in that area. She's from River Falls.
Oh, really?
So
look
driven,
at that.
No way.
Sam dating a River Falls girl.
What's the last name?
Schmidt. Pretty generic last name.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Here we have a love connection on the Todd Alba Show.
Yeah.
Honestly, good. I don't know which Schmidt it's family it's from, but good stock regardless.
Oh, look at that. Nice choice, Sam. Winner, winner. Trigvi Olsen, a senior.
Beautiful people from River Falls, Todd.
No complaints.
Very true.
No complaints here. Trigvi Olsen, like myself, a former Republican, joins us every Wednesday. He is a senior advisor with the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, want to play this one, this cut, talking about the fact that, look, I mean, Joe Biden is his age that he is, you know. He can't change that, right? He made a surprise appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers because Biden was a guest on the first edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers 10 years ago when he was vice president. And he popped in and Seth Meyers just said, hey, let's talk about the age issue. I thought Biden handled it well, but let's see what you think. Here is President Biden this week on Seth Meyers.
You mentioned some classified materials, some documents recently leaked, some classified documents. And this isn't a gotcha show, but I do want to ask about it, that says you are currently 81 years old.
Who the hell told you that?
Yeah.
That's classified.
All jokes aside, according to recent polling, this is a real concern for American voters. How do you address that concern going forward as you come up to the 2024 election?
Well, a couple things. Number one, you got to take a look at the other guy. He's about as old as I am, but he can't remember his wife's name.
Yeah.
And, number one. Number two, it's about how old your ideas are. Look, I mean, this is a guy who wants to take us back. He wants to take us back on Roe v. Wade. He wants to take us back on a whole range of issues that are 50, 60 years, they've been solid American positions. And I really mean this sincerely. I think it's about the future. And every single thing we've done, I think we've got some good things done. Everything, and they told us we couldn't get them done because things were so divided. But I think everything we've gotten done, he's just friendly stated he wants to do away with if he gets elected. And I really think his views on
where to take America are older than... Anyway, I don't want to get caught.
So there you go. That was President Biden on the age issue. Trigby, you're a longtime political consultant, worked on presidential politics. What do you think of that?
Yeah, he was good. I mean, and then, you know, at one point he put on his sunglasses and did the Dark right. Brandon thing, right. which is, you know, one of the things, and I actually learned this when I was in McConnell world as sort of these sort of social media kind of, as the environment developed, right? Mm-hmm. Is when you have, sometimes the best thing to do is just embrace the attacks when the attacks are crazy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Dark Brandon thing is really funny because, you know, they started off thinking we're going to do this Let's Go Brandon thing. And they're like, fine, we'll just take it to a different level. Yeah.
And for those that aren't familiar without getting keeping an FCC compliance, for those that aren't familiar, when you see flags or posters, you hear people say, Let's Go Brandon. This has become a mega insider thing for F Joe Biden, and they use the whole word.
Right.
And so instead of saying F Joe Biden, it's Let's Go Brandon. And I don't know where that came from or whatever. But so, I mean, and so the Biden people created this Dark Brandon where this, these social accounts where they just kind of go after Trump. And it's good. I think it's hilarious. So,
yeah, we did the same thing. You know, there was some guy accused McConnell of running a cocaine ring through his family.
And really?
So we just started doing everything hashtag cocaine Mitch. Like he was somebody from Breaking Bad.
If you'd like to ask trivia question or weigh in, we'd love to have your call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go up to beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. By the way, that promo has been making this rounds of the airwaves here where you were talking to Stephen in Green Bay about not red hats or blue hats, but green and gold. People love that. We've just run it all over. So let's go to Green Bay. Green Bay, thanks for listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what other promo was making its way around Green Bay? The one where you said that don't drive in Green Bay, take a horse because of the parking ticket. That one's going around too, Todd.
Here's my idea. Trigby, did you hear this? I said, let's find out how much the revenue that Green Bay gets from all these goofy parking tickets and have the new president of the Packers incoming next year agree that, you know, what can it be, $250,000, whatever, that the Packers are going to donate that to the city of Green Bay every year and free parking in downtown Green Bay. I said,
I love it.
Right? Todd for mayor of Green Bay. Anyway, that's what's going around.
Well, let me tell you, Todd, yesterday was Founders Day in Green Bay. It was Green Bay's 170th birthday. And I went to it, and I think I know where your parking ticket money was going based on the lavish amenities that they had at the Founders Day celebration.
But let me quickly add, I love Green Bay. It's great people. It's a great city. So anyway.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
What do you got for us?
And this is what I got to say about the whole Biden thing. I think the Democratic Party really has a messaging problem. And they're too worried about being seen as bullies or seen in a negative light, talking against the Republican Party. And they really need to start doing so because the Republican Party has no problem bashing the Democratic Party about things that the Democratic Party didn't even really do. The Republican Party's fractured. I think evidence of that is Michigan, where they're literally fighting against themselves, trying to figure out who the real Republicans are. And if the Democrats could just message a little better, I think they would have a much better chance switching more of those independent voters towards the Democratic Party.
Stephen, thanks for the call. Trigby, what say you?
Well, I'm going to be a little careful in how I answer this because I can't really speak for the Democratic Party. I can say one of the things that I've learned through my Lincoln Project experiences, and I think we fight like Republicans because we all come out of Republican politics and how we message things at the Lincoln Project, at least. But, you know, here's the thing. Republicans, when you come up in Republican politics, you're taught to create narratives. And so Republicans inherently build narratives around values. Democrats it seems, based on my experiences, and they may be far better people for doing this, tend to be far more focused on trying to create narratives around policy or talking about policy. And the reality is, in the game that we're in, certainly, the one against autocrats, autocrats build narratives, and even when they're ridiculous, right? And I'll give you an example. You know, Vladimir Putin, what was the war in Ukraine about at the outset for Putin, Todd? He was going to denazify it, right?
Yes.
Which is ridiculous, given that Zelensky is Jewish, amongst other things. But it's a narrative. That's what they do. They build narratives, and they throw out anything that they can and see what sticks and what is getting people to respond. And I thought Mike Johnson coming out of that meeting yesterday was fascinating, because he says the biggest issue for Americans is the border. That's not even true. It is the biggest issue for Republicans. It's not the biggest issue for Americans.
Very interesting.
But that's building narratives. That's right. Because they built narratives.
Right.
That's why the caravans only seem to be coming and the border crisis only seems to happen within 8 months of an election.
See, that's funny how that works, isn't it? 844-967-2789. I want to go back over the weekend. Fox News' Bret Baier. And it's funny also how Fox News has gotten a little religion on truth after a $700+ million lawsuit in the Dominion case. But the Trumpster was on Fox News with Bret Baier. I want to play some of this, and then we're going to play Andrew Hitt's response. Here was Trump with Bret Baier on Fox talking about elections and how he's going to attract suburban female voters.
What do you say to that female independent suburban voter who feels that way, to win her back?
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot, okay? Let's get that straight. I won in 2020.
You know that this,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, you take a look at Truth to Vote, where they have people stuffing the ballot boxes on tapes, or
let's go to recent.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go to recent. FBI Twitter. Let's go to recent. The 51 agents. All corrupt stuff, Brett.
Understand about the Hunter Biden.
No, but that's
all
cheating
fair
on
things.
The election. But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Brett, you take a look at all of the stuffed ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread
fraud. We're trying to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread
cast.
Corruption, there was not a sense of that. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of judges that you appointed.
Look at Wisconsin.
That came out with Wisconsin no evidence.
Wisconsin has practically admitted it was rigged. Other states are doing the same right now, and it's continuing.
There have been reviews of every election. Potential case of voter fraud in six battleground states, and they found fewer than 475 cases.
You know why? Because they didn't look at the right things.
Okay,
Brett.
Are you going
they
to
were
be
counting? They were counting.
All right, enough of that.
Ballots.
Let's stop that one, Sam. Do we have time to do the Hit one now, or do I come back after the break and do that one?
Probably after the break.
All right, after the break. So there was Trump. And again, you know, finally, I mean, do you think it was the Dominion lawsuit, Trigby? Well, what is it that suddenly that some of these people at Fox have finally gotten? He, Bret Baier and Neil Cavuto are finally getting some pushing back and actually telling Trump the truth or Fox viewers the truth. Do you think the Dominion lawsuit had a lot to do with that, or what's the cause of this?
So I think the Dominion lawsuit clearly had some impact. I would say Cavuto and Bret are a little different. Bret Baier is a real journalist, quite frankly. And in the, I mean, I know Bret a little bit. He's actually, as a human being, he's an amazingly good guy. But, you know, Bret Baier has a tendency to have called this stuff out. A lot of people on the left don't like Bret Baier, just like a lot of people on the right might not like Nicole Wallace. Both of them are real journalists. So it doesn't surprise me. I think the more important thing for people in Wisconsin is Donald Trump is disparaging the good name of the people of Wisconsin.
The clerks.
Honestly, like the clerks, just residents of Wisconsin.
Right?
Right? He's playing people for fools who want to go on and say that in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, the point gets made often, but you never hear any of the politicians, if the elections were rigged, you never hear Scott Fitzgerald say, oh yeah, the elections were rigged. I didn't win.
Right.
Right? Or any of these guys,
Glenn
Ron
Grossman.
Johnson, all the rest of them, Glenn Grothman.
Do right? nothing, Derek
Donald
Van Orton.
Trump is insulting people from Wisconsin. And quite frankly, he's playing him for fools. And I will tell you, as I said before, my favorite place in the world, St. Croix Bridge. Don't do that to people in Wisconsin. Best people in the world.
When we come back on the other side, we'll hear from the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party. Andrew Hitt, what does he have to say about Trump's claims? Also, Troy from Mount Horeb, Trigby Olson. I'm Todd Allball along with Sam. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
Here's the real question. Okay. Do noodles belong in chili?
That is a really good question. That is.
Boy.
Only sick and twisted people add noodles to their chili.
You really have an opinion.
Oh,
there,
I do.
Sam.
I do.
Yeah, no noodles for Sam.
No. If I wanted noodles, I'd have spaghetti.
Right. Okay, I was going to say, do you want noodles with your spaghetti?
Drawing a line in the sand now. Okay.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, February 28th. Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us as per usual on Wednesday. Lots to get to here. Go to the phone lines in just a minute, so hang on to the lines. But before we do, right before the break, we played that Fox News clip where Bret Baier pushed back on Donald Trump, saying, no, your claim of 2020 election fraud is inaccurate. Even your own judges, all these court cases, there is no significant evidence of any result-changing election fraud from 2020. Trump remained adamant. Here now is what the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, Andrew Hitt, told Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes last weekend about that same election.
The Supreme Court ultimately declined to hear the Trump campaign's lawsuit in Wisconsin.
What do you think about Donald Trump continuing to claim that the 2020 election was stolen?
It wasn't stolen. It wasn't stolen in Wisconsin.
This past December, Andrew Hitt and Wisconsin's other Republican electors settled a civil lawsuit against them by some of the state's Democratic electors. They admitted they signed a document that was used as part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Hitt resigned as chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party in August 2021. He's cooperated with the January 6th committee.
Using our electors in ways that we weren't told about and we wouldn't have supported.
And he says he's also cooperated with federal prosecutors. He maintains he and the other fake electors in Wisconsin were tricked.
Whenever anybody sees our text messages, our emails, our documents, they understand, they know, their conclusion is we were tricked. The January 6th committee saw it. Jack Smith specifically in his indictment refers to some of the electors were tricked. That was us.
Trigby, I want to get to the phone calls, but I still want to get your take on this quickly on Andrew Hitt's comments you just heard.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing is that, you know, Rick Wilson, my colleague, wrote a book, Everything Trump Touches Dies. And here's the thing. All these people keep learning the lesson. If you do Donald Trump's bidding, eventually you get hung out to dry. I mean, Andrew Hitt has paid a real price for doing what they knew. If you look at some of the documents that have been released, they knew that this was wrong. We've right. talked about it in the past.
Right? Yeah. I, again, Andrew Hitt is with Michael Best, a prominent law firm here in Madison. His specialty is election law. I just don't simply buy that he was tricked into doing this. This week we saw, or last week, not only is Andrew Hitt now gone, but the executive director of the Republican Party for a long time, Mark Jefferson, a guy I know well, he is now stepping down. I mean, you know Republican politics, particularly Wisconsin, better than anybody else. Will you verify, Trigvi, to have your executive director step down in an election year, let alone 5 months before hosting a national convention? That ain't right. That's not the usual form.
That is bad optics. And usually where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Mount Horeb and Troy. And Mount Horeb, thanks for calling in. Troy, what say you?
Hi. Joe Biden thing, that started at a NASCAR race. And the guy who won the race was named Brandon.
Right.
And the woman was interviewing him, and the people in the crowd behind him were chanting F Joe Biden, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
And she thought they were saying, let's go, Brandon. And she says, boy, they really like you, don't they?
Yeah, that, so I forgot
how that all started.
I appreciate the history on that. I'd forgotten that's where it started at. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Troy. It's just weird. And again, it's small. In my opinion. But hey, thanks for the history lesson, Joe. Absolutely. Or Troy. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling. Just got a couple of minutes left. Make it quick. What say you?
Hello?
Yep, Karina, you're on. Quickly, please.
Hi, Todd. You know what? It's an interesting progression with Andrew, dude. At first, he was saying he's a specialist on the voting. He knows he's right and everything like that. Then he said, oh, my God, I've been fooled. And now, all of a sudden, his narrative is we got fooled. So now he makes it's a lot of people, not just me. And I'm representing the everybody who got hurt.
Yeah. No, it's interesting how it changes. Always appreciate your call, Karina. Thank you very much. Trigvi, I just think that the important part of that clip from Andrew Hitt was now that he's, you know, facing his own indictments, perhaps federally and here in Wisconsin, his own rear end is on the line. At least he's finally telling the truth. And that is he is admitting, we shouldn't have to say the word admit, but he is acknowledging that the 2020 election in Wisconsin was not stolen, as Trump continues to claim. And if you're the chair of the Republican Party now, our friend Brian Schimming, Trigvi, you have your immediate predecessor saying that your nominee is wrong. You have the former Speaker of the House from Janesville saying your nominee is wrong and I'm not voting for him, neither of whom are going to be at the Republican convention. And on the other side with Trump, former Governor Scott Walker, Badger Boy State Scott Walker, and do-nothing Derek Van Orden. I mean, I wouldn't want Schimming's job right now.
Well, I think Schimming has wanted that job for a long time.
Well, sure, he has.
It's, you know, I think Brian's job is complicated, but Brian, again, like Brian's Priebus and Andrew Hitt and the rest of these guys, they all know what they're getting into when they take those jobs as it relates to Trump.
Right.
They just do. And, you know, I think people in Wisconsin are going to ultimately reject that. I think they're going to reject the idea that we're abandoning our role in terms of global leadership in Ukraine. I think they're going to, reject the fact that the U.S. House is in the chaos it's in because of people like Derek Van Orden. I think they're going to reject the idea that things like the Wisconsin idea and conservationism and bedrocks of what the Republican Party used to stand for in Wisconsin are under attack.
1 minute left, speed round, two things. Do the Republicans vacate the chair to get Ukrainian aid passed? And do we avoid a government shutdown?
I hate to say this, but I'm uncertain on both of them where we're going to end up. It's hard to say. I wish I could give you an answer that in the affirmative on both, but I can't because the level of crazy has reached a point where it's almost impossible to predict.
Yeah. And now that McConnell's stepping down, that could be filled with even more crazy in the U.S. Senate. Stepping down in November, yeah. I should say. It's stepping down in November from his leadership. With us until the end, our friend Trigvi Olsen, Lincoln Project. Thank you so much, Trigvi, for joining us. We will see you next Wednesday.
Yep.
Thank you so much. We'll see you on the other side.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by author Brett Kissinger and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Vice President Ron Books. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7.
You are listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.